Three Mob Radio presents. Azakawoma, kugadzira dola kuvam 15 cents. Azakawoma, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
The mechanics went home.
In the news today, the president has lashed out at prophets for misleading the people. And he's gone on to lambast the men of the cloth for their deception, as many have fallen prey to false miracles. News coming in from our correspondents is that a prophet who goes by the name Adam has gone into hiding after allegations surfaced that he has impregnated a teenage girl, and these allegations were made by her father. We've had the Honorable Minister of Religious and Traditional Affairs on air, and the minister and the government have expressed their deep concern to all these dubious activities by the prophets. The minister was quoted as saying, "The prophets are a problem. Our efforts are to conscientize the people on the nefarious machinations of these prophets who are peddling the name of God and waylaying people innocently looking for solutions." Listeners, I don't want this to be a one-sided story. We're going to try and reach out to one of these popular prophets. The man of God I'm about to call is none other than the infamous Prophet Adam. We have Prophet Adam on the line. Hello, Prophet Adam.
Yes, how can I help you?
You are live on radio. My name is... Oh, looks like we've lost him, and we'll try and get him back on the line there.
The number you have dialed is not available at the moment. Please try again later.
His phone is off.
Iwe, have you been listening to the radio?
Nah, it's not true. It's all a lie.
Then why has he disappeared?
To focus on God.
And leave us here to deal with these issues.
Hey, you see, it's him. Man of God, we've been trying to reach you.
Now, Hilda and Tau. I had to go to the mountain to seek the Lord. That's where I am right now.
Amen, man of God. And what is God saying?
Well, I keep hearing that there are many enemies trying to discredit my ministry.
Yeah, Tatenda has been making allegations.
Uh-huh. Didn't I warn you about marine spirits? She has a very powerful one. We have had many deliverance sessions, and I realized I needed more anointing to deal with that one. She is one of the reasons why I have gone to the mountain.
There's also talk on the radio.
Yeah, I know. They called me earlier. That's nothing to worry about. Everyone is looking to profit from my power.
Amen. How can we help you, man of God?
Right. Inzwai, I want both of you to be vigilant and on your guard. If anyone comes looking for me, tell them I will see them when I return with a clear message from God. For now, I want both of you to cancel any private ministry sessions. And it...
You see, I told you there's nothing to worry about.
Who is it?
Baba Munashe.
Ah, Baba Munashe, come in.
welcome, Baba Munashe. How can we help you?
Thank you. I will get straight to it. I've been hearing accusations held at Prophet Adam.
I have something to attend to. Hilda, we'll attend to you. Yes, Hilda?
The allegations she's making are false, very false. The prophet is an upstanding member of community dedicated to helping the people. Imimi, you would know.
I'm not here about the woman.
Then what are you here about?
I'm here about the oil. You see, people are saying it is fake.
You know, there are others who have been healed. Even I have used the oil, and I've seen my life transformed completely.
There are serious allegations of fraudulent behavior. The Minister of Health has issued a public warning and called for public investigations.
I assure you, Baba Mnash, our oil is anointed to transform lives.
I'm sure. I'd like to hear it from the horse's mouth.
You mean the prophet?
Ah, yes. From the prophet. Where is he?
He has gone to seek God.
Does he have to go away to do that?
He needs special time.
Ah, there are prophets who have God on speed dial.
Hilda, there's a lady outside who would like to speak with you. I told her all meetings with the prophet are cancelled until he returns from his time with God.
Ish, tell her I'll be with her in a moment once I'm done, Nabamnash.
Listen, Hilda, I want to know if the oil works or not.
I assure you, Babnash, everything is above board. Hunty.
I bought enough bottles to heal my mother. The last thing I want is to be hearing that this stuff is fake.
Babnash, Prophet Adam is the manifestation of the purity of
this
the holy...
This is serious.
Babnash, I am a firm believer in the man of God.
I saw a woman get healed of infertility, but my mother has been in hospital and she is now critical. The doctor says she doesn't have a chance.
Have faith, Kani.
That's why I bought the oil. My wife is doubting.
Babnash, you know that for anything to work, it requires faith. Just trust in the man of God.
I bought 10 bottles of anointing oil. That should ensure that there will be healing. Are you sure?
You know what? Inini, I will let the prophet know your concerns and he will hear from God first and then he can tell you.
Amen.
Amen. Here, let me pour you some cold water, auntie.
Thank you, Mwanangu. This is relieving. The oil needs to work.
The prophet is not one for games, as you witnessed that day.
I promised my wife a miracle straight from the prophet. I have to go now. When will the prophet be back?
As soon as he has heard clearly from God. Amen.
Amen. I hope he hears from him soon.
What did he want?
I hope the man of God comes soon.
What is it? Is it about that evil woman?
It's about the oil. He bought 10 bottles and he's expecting healing. And not just any healing, miraculous healing.
I need to try and call the man of God.
Manjika is on the mountain.
There is a second woman.
Oh, is she pregnant?
No. But she says they started talking on Facebook and then she had a private session with him.
Wait, weren't you there taking notes?
I don't remember that woman. I've never seen her before.
What did you tell her?
I told her the prophet is unavailable at the moment. She said she will wait until he is available.
Tell her to come back later. It's just we have a church to run.
I tried. She's threatening to go to H Metro. She says she has pictures.
Jehovah. We can't let that happen.
No.
Funera prophet, call the prophet Israel.
Right.
The number you have dialed is not available at the moment. Please try again later.
But many of these so-called prophets of God claim to be hearing directly from God. But who's to say that God is listening to them? Who's to say that they're talking to God at all? There's talk that some of these prophets are actually using black magic.
This episode of Ribro Banda Lebushanda stars Michael Kulakwashi, Musa Saruro, Munyaradzi Gurumatumi, Andrew Matibili, and introducing Rumbi Zaivenge. It is written by Musekiwa Samuriu, directed and edited by Kevin Hansen, and produced by Larry Kirurai for Three Mob Radio Presents, published by Three Men on a Boat. They said the world is yours, Mina. I want more. Hazite.